He became engrossed in the work and did not hear the woman approach him from behind. He jumped when she put her hand on his shoulder. She spoke in English, which he thought was strange.
"I am sorry that I startled you. You did not hear us shouting?"
"No."
"I am tour leader for the coach party. Some of my group are worried about you standing so close to the edge. They are afraid you will fall in. Also, it rained yesterday in the mountains, so there will be a surge in the river very soon."
George laughed, appraising her earnestness. "You don't have to worry about me. I'm quite safe."
"Pride before a fall," she quipped.
"Oh, for Christ's sake, I'm here on an accredited survey." He reached into his bag. "Here's my permit. Take a look." He held out the plastic card out to her, and she took it, turning around so she could hold it up to the dim sunlight.
"Oh," she said, "a private company, not a university. I have not heard of Westerhalland."
"We specialize in food supplements, and we're consultants in processing ready meals for supermarkets."
"Oh, so what are you doing at Gullfoss?"
George explained about the lichen survey. She nodded like a television news reporter as he spoke.
"So are you going to harvest this special lichen?" she asked.
"No, as I said, this is just a survey to see if..."